from the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave comes television's next great groundbreaking drama.
I'm trying to find out who killed our son.
One crime will affect so many lives.
You need to be the voice for people who do not have a voice.
American Crime, series premiere Thursday, March 5th at 10, 9 Central on ABC. And experience the weekly American Crime podcast hosted by Elvis Mitchell with an inside look at each episode. Subscribe now at podcastone.com/American Crime.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Let it begin.
Nobody knows where they might end up. Nobody knows.
Especially Gina Davis.
No, she does not know.
Oh, oh, oh.
Is that how you clap when you get white girl wasted, Julie? Like,
just overhead and all ridiculous.
Yeah!
And we're gonna have 2 weeks in a row.
It's not a third. Day if Jason doesn't make fun of the way I dance.
It's what? Not a Thursday. It starts sessions on Throw Me Under the Bus.
I'm going to be really good about it tonight.
Oh, she's going to be extra Throw Me Under the Bus. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter joined by my lovely lady co-host. Hi, girls.
Holla, I'm Julie Parton.
Hi, I'm Star Session.
Hey, guys, I'm Kristen Strange. I'm not going to use something like
no,
that.
No, you're talking about how you doing.
How you doing? I'm Kristen Strange.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. Glad to be back here. Grey's Anatomy, season 11. Tonight was a really what was the words
intense,
I'm looking for?
Intense. Morbid? Ridiculous?
No, I wouldn't say it wasn't morbid, and it wasn't really intense. It was very Dr. Gina Davis heavy.
Over the top.
Yeah, very Amelia heavy.
Yeah, Amelia.
We saw Meredith,
which is
like
good.
Once.
Did we see Meredith? We saw them
like
talking in the cafeteria.
At lunch.
That was funny. They're like, okay, nobody's in this one. How can we cram the most in cafeteria scene?
Yeah.
Put them all around a table.
Yeah. I think Callie, besides the people who the scene was built around, or the story was built around tonight, Callie got the most. No, I lied. Owen was seen the most
out of all the extras.
So it was, I do love a change of pace on this show. I like new formats, but this drove me insane.
No, it
was going back and back and back to Amelia and her thing.
And her monologue.
Tumor baby.
It was like, oh, tumor, where art thou? You know, it was just like, really? And then she tried to get deep with it. This tumor is intimidating. It's,
dun, dun, dun.
It's She's like, human. Fierce. It's alive.
So
it's spirit. Like me. I'm like, girl, toot your horn. And then towards the end of the episode, we'll get to that. But
Life will out. Tumor will out. Tumor baby. Okay.
She was just trying to talk herself up because she doesn't think she can do it. She's just trying to talk herself up to make her. If everybody else believes she can do it, she can maybe.
I actually really liked the whole storyline that's going down with Arizona and Gina Davis.
I did too.
Yeah.
But this was too much of Amelia in that same setting.
Why not?
Because it was at least 40 to 50% of the show her
for
talking.
Sure.
Because we're getting to this is her episode where we get to learn a little bit more about her and how she's thinking in there. We don't really get to hear much from her.
You're
right?
We got to know her, and I am going to say goodbye.
You're not liking it.
She talks. Right. Have you noticed when Amelia even speaks like randomly? It's always like with flared nostrils and just like
she's a very emotional.
Yeah. I'm hungry. It's like, okay, girl, calm down.
She's got the passion from within.
And I also find it a little weird that she and her brother are both neurosurgeons. I mean, like, how much school? That's a lot of schooling, you know?
Yeah, their mom's a lot of nurse. Money.
Right.
Putting
yeah.
into that.
Like, I would never, my brother is a nurse. God forbid they put me in some scrubs. I would try to intubate someone.
You would look cute in some scrubs.
And my butt would look all hot in them scrubs. But
see, I just threw you a compliment.
Finally. Afterburners, finally. Star, are you turning over a new leaf?
Nobody
have you been
cute
smoking something
scrubs.
Today? Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
With your butt, it would be like bootylicious.
Yeah, you gotta get them tailored.
Absolutely. They have booty short scrubs.
These are skinny scrubs.
These are like,
this is my Speedo scrubs.
These are haute couture. Scrubs. And I think, yeah, but
speaking
Amelia
of Derek and Amelia, I have a huge fascination with how much those two people look like each other.
And
like,
how much they write their characters.
They just seem so much like siblings that I really liked watching that. And he's not there anymore.
And they really long true. Monologues.
Derek's monologues, you're right, Julie. The casting of those two is phenomenal. But also, because when Derek gives his monologues, guess what? His nostrils are flaring. And he's just like, everything is so intense.
For some reason, I don't see them looking alike. I just don't see it.
Star,
I don't know why.
They are literally the
twins.
Male and female version exactly. of each other.
You feel on every level.
Okay. Their hair, their face, their eyes, the way
Maybe
they talk.
Just really good actors and actresses.
Is that you're
Who
believing
knows?
It?
No, they look alike.
They tricked
you
into really thinking they look alike when they don't.
They could be identical twins almost.
Oh my goodness.
No. Okay.
Except for Amelia's much younger.
Yeah, I was like, Derek looks like
just like from different generations.
50, right, like he's a baby boomer.
Maybe like him first season to her now. Twins.
It's like 11 years apart.
Oh my goodness.
Right, but yeah, Amelia, I don't know. I guess I look at Amelia and think like, okay, Shonda probably thought... Girl, you know, I'm really sorry about that little show called Private Practice. I know. However, I have this side gig for you on Grey's, and let me figure it out what we're going to do, because Amelia's storyline to me is just not hitting with me. I feel like with the whole Dr. Herman, Arizona, Amelia trifecta, I'm more interested and more invested in the Robbins and Nicole story than the Amelia story, because if you saw tonight's episode, they were going back and forth. Amelia monologue, Dr. Robbins and their relationship. Yeah, and so and it was just more believable with Gina and Arizona then.
Well, I really liked Amelia back a few episodes ago when the person, like, outed that she had a drug problem and all that good stuff. I really liked that episode because I felt like we got to learn more about her. Yeah. So this was just a different... We're getting to know her in a different way, if you know what I mean. So I just feel like... I don't know. That storyline was a little bit better, but it's fine that we're still getting to... I'm on her side.
I would rather have seen Amelia come to Grey's and not try to save people's lives, but maybe like Maggie, when we got invested in Maggie, about her life and what's going on with her. Amelia should have a life outside of the hospital and have a storyline that centers around her being like a normal human being versus being this God complex having neurosurgeon, as is her brother. You know, it just seems like
she's trying too hard.
Right, and they're not giving her any substance other than the hospital.
Maybe this is her time to shine, and maybe on the next few episodes we'll learn more about her life outside of it.
The huge part of Amelia is trying to differentiate herself from Derek.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which, I mean, it seems like a shallow reason to do everything that you're doing. It is her core motivation. And that's not strong enough.
Right.
So I see what you guys are saying. I don't want to Amelia hate, because they don't. It just seems like they're keeping her surfacey with us.
Absolutely.
And they're just
not
giving us the deepness of that character.
But I mean, we get that a lot with Derek, too. So maybe it's a Shepherd thing.
Maybe it is. Maybe your parents must have been boring.
11 seasons in, or we didn't find out about Derek's father being murdered until like season 6 or 7. And even then, Derek never really... The only true Derek story that was really hitting was when he messed up on the girl. He hacked up that girl's brain and went into the woods. That's the only really deep...
He made him sound so terrifying.
Yeah, it sounded like a murder movie.
Well, that's what he did. He ceviche'd her brain. The Shepherds really don't... They're kind of one-dimensional. And them trying to give Amelia more dimensions is not working because, again, it's within the confines of the hospital. And it's just not enough for me.
Well, maybe this thing with Owen will...
Well, that's what I was about
her.
To say. Here's what was awkward. Yummy. They have his kiss last week. Cute-ish. We're all on board with it.
Not really.
No.
I said ish. Okay. It was cute-ish. I mean, we didn't
it
hate
was
it.
There was no
was
tongue.
We would have liked it to be more, but it was there.
I would have liked it to be
Callie. So then, out of nowhere, he's like, here's some coffee, and they have this awkward interaction.
She's like, I can get coffee. No, I don't want to get my own coffee. Well, you can get me coffee.
But she just really went on. I can get my coffee, but I don't like your coffee. But I like coffee. Thank you for being my coffee.
You're distracting. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And even he was like, I'm going to tiptoe away from bringing you coffee. Wish I hadn't done that.
I feel like he's going to be, he's scared of her.
But why?
Why is she scared of her?
She comes on really strong to Hunt.
She said she's she said she's aggressive and intimidating, which I agree with.
And then she has this awkward, tries to do something nice for her, and she kind of like jumps down his throat and gives him mixed messages and goes a little insane. I don't know.
So do we think down the road that they're going to be together?
No.
I kind of think that this was just, let's explore this. No, it's not going to work.
No.
Yeah. I would have liked to explore it more, but so far it's missed the mark, so I hope that they can reel it back in.
Or I hope that they can give us Callie and Owen.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Kaloan's going to happen at all. I mean, I don't see that, and I think that.
So do you think it's going to be Owilia?
It could be Owilia, or it could be no one, or it could be Owen, could be just set adrift.
Hashtag love triangle.
Hashtag threesome. No.
Maybe Amelia's like, oh, you know, I also like girls too. And Kelly's like, oh, and then it's like a real love triangle.
Ooh,
I don't see that happening. I was saying on Twitter this week that I want Callie to be with somebody brand new. She has been through these stories before with pretty much everyone, it seems like.
Absolutely.
She needs somebody brand new. Like the guy she danced with last episode.
Yeah. And what happened to him?
I guess he had a great time dancing.
She just picked up a brother in the bar and just kept it moving. That's what she did.
Boom.
I'd like to see her have fun, and I'd like to see her date a lot.
I like to see Callie with a straight, bone straight look.
No. Remember when she had these super straight across bangs and was dancing in her underwear and living in the basement of the hospital? That's the Callie we need to see again.
I don't want her dancing in her underwear. I just want her to just move on and find someone that she can.
I already saw enough of Meredith in her underwear.
Yeah, so
jumping on the bed. Yeah. I guess that's what Grace does if they're really feeling like a character needs to come into their own. Underwear dancing.
On the bed.
Oh, we got to do some Twitter shoutouts, you guys, because people have been tweeting us all day, all week.
Yeah.
I mean,
it starts on Sunday. They go in. We gotta say what's up to Dynamite Jack.
Always
Dynamite Jack. Also Kyle White, Sandra Bumbar, Alicia Harding. Who else?
Peterman.
Oliveira.
Who was the girl that did Owilia? She was so happy that we used her hashtag last week.
DD Overilia 83.
GA.
Lois Elfman, always Kyle White.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lisa Harding. You guys have been around for years, and we are so happy that you're still here.
We appreciate it.
It's really fun to be able to have this relationship with the viewers for this many years.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it matters because people always they're always surprised that Grey's Anatomy is still on, but they don't. What these people fail to realize is that Grey's is the best show on television.
The best
show on television. Forget that other Shonda show. It's all it's gonna be. But yeah, all of our viewers. Thank you so much for all your comments and your involvement and your just the constant conversation you're having with us, because like you, we're passionate about the show and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, so continue your comments on YouTube as well as liking us on iTunes and all of that.
Yes, and tell all your friends too. I mean,
we want to expand.
Right.
Mostly your friends will love the show, because we don't need any fresh blood coming in here after 11 seasons. Right. What's going on?
Let's talk about this graphic. It's very bloody.
Shout out to Steven and Phil and everyone here at AfterBuzz TV. Now, AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy.
Blood.
Yeah, I mean, they really got the it's on fleek.
It's on fleek.
Loving it.
Nailed it.
And really, where else are you going to find a review of a show like this with an inappropriate dude talking about stuff with beautiful girls? I mean, you're not. That's how we do. I will say that tonight's show, though, with Dr. Nicole Herman was cool because I liked finally seeing her more vulnerable than, she's always spouting off orders. You know, you say, I'm hungry. You shouldn't eat. You're ugly. You know, and walk away.
That is a terrible example. Amazing example.
But what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
Thank you, Jolie. But, you know, and so tonight, you know, we see her really connecting with Arizona, and then we see her really vulnerable when she's wearing the mesh.
All right.
The radiation.
We have to stop there because she was Silence of the Lambs up in that radiation hospital.
So creepy.
It was weird. So yeah, to recap for those of you that didn't see it, but most of you did, she has to get these localized radiation treatments, and for some reason they must strap down her entire face to the table.
I'm hyperventilating thinking about it.
Claustrophobia.
They just put it on her face and strap her down. It was like something out of a horror horror film.
It was very Fifty Shades of Grey.
But what I love, and I was talking to, I don't remember, another fan about it, is that they bring doctors onto the set. They make it very authentic. So this is an authentic moment. So even though it's creepy, it has to be.
Dear world, and anybody that went through that, you are brave, and I am really proud of you. That is so weird looking. Yeah. And they put a sky up there to try to distract them from it.
Like, you can see.
It's even creepier.
I would want ocean. Well, on Dr. Dean,
I just want to be completely unconscious.
I'm just knocked out.
I just don't even know that it's happening. I'm just laying there, and then you can strap my head to something, put radiation in it.
I would have loved, with this whole tumor story, remember when Izzy had her tumor? How she saw things? I would have loved for them to take it up a notch, raise the stakes, and really have, like, Nicole Herman be, like, five different
she
people.
She just got foggy, and that was her moment.
Right, because, like, this tumor, and then we have, you know, Entertainment Weekly did a story where they talked about how the people of Grey's really mapped Gina Davis's brain. So the brain you're seeing on Grey's is actually her brain. Yeah,
that's
it's actually Gina Davis's brain.
That had to be so expensive.
Right. Well, I mean, great. When you're working with Disney owns ABC. When you got them coins, you can do whatever you want.
They basically own.
Our budget for the episode, $45,000 to map Gina Davis's brain for the hay of it.
Right. Just for, why not?
Because it would be fun.
But you're right, Star. It was just like, oh, my eyesight's going. It's time.
The moment is now. Like, it was very dramatic.
Yeah.
But it wasn't dramatic enough, right? Because we wanted to see more of the symptoms. I mean, I guess she was flirting these last few episodes, but
she was even narrating it. That gave us the perfect opportunity to see more.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that was so crazy is that I don't know why I didn't see this coming, but whenever Arizona starts being her mentee and they hate each other, of course they're going to end up best friends and each other's last person. Still didn't see it coming.
Yeah. I did.
They literally spent the whole episode drinking together, sleeping in the same room. They are besties.
They're besties.
It's cute, though. I feel like she needs someone. Dr. Jean Davis, she needs like a...
She does.
And Arizona doesn't have anyone. And so I feel like that moment was very much so that they could just, you know, lean on each other.
Arizona has... I feel like she is going to die because it's like she needed to have that one last connection before she died.
I agree, Kristen.
Me too.
Do you think on the changing table... It's a changing table. Do you think when she went into the surgery in that last moment, do you think she was going to say that she loved her? Or
I would have loved her to say that.
I thought it was going to be more of like a, I'm proud of you, I know you can do this. Like, take on. Go for it. You fly, bird.
You fly, bird. So, have you guys ever seen 50-50?
I thought you were going to say 50 Shades of Grey. I would love that.
No, 50-50. It's about a young man who has cancer, and he gets the surgery where he's a 50-50 chance of coming out of it.
Yeah,
and there is this powerful, powerful Joseph Gordon-Levitt moment where he's about to be wheeled off, and he's like, Mom. And his mom comes back. He's just that scared.
Aww.
And so maybe that's what she was calling her back for. Like, I don't really know what to say, but I'm not ready to say goodbye to you.
Right.
Don't leave me.
That's exactly what was
And then
going
what
on.
Ended up coming out was, time to go. Something
some
like
people
that.
Don't know some people do not know how to articulate their feelings. And so, you know, people...
And that's her.
Right, yeah, absolutely. People show the compassion and caring and all that through a lot of different ways, but
we don't see her being very compassionate, Dr.
But tonight, it was very refreshing and very comforting and also, you know, kind of eye-opening to see that side of her. And yeah, I do think I would have loved for, getting back to what you're talking about, the letdown of the whole, you know, my eyesight's going, I would have enjoyed seeing maybe she's in a room, Arizona walks in, and she's, like, spazzing out or something. Something more dramatic to bring us there versus, like, okay, I'm blind. It's time. Oh, my gosh, it's time.
Maybe we'll have that after she comes out of surgery and she has some sort of...
Or maybe
I agree with you.
It's going to be dramatic.
Usually I'm not drama for the sake of drama, but come on. If you have a giant baby tumor growing into your brain, the last thing we need is... It's a little darker than it should be. Right. No, we want to see you pass out or scream or, I can't see anything.
So they basically missed the mark on that one.
I needed that until Jason said that, and I realized that would have been a really funny moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a moment I would have remembered.
That's terrible.
Maybe there's a lot of opportunity for humor.
Yeah.
Maybe I peed myself. Them. You know.
Okay. Maybe what they were showing, though, is that she's such a great doctor that she knows when she... Like, she knew, okay, this is time. She already knows. She already knows what to expect. It's not like Izzy, where Izzy didn't really know what she's dealing with, and she didn't want to tell anybody.
That's true.
But, Kristen, the reveal of Izzy having that jaws on the floor.
But we know she has a tumor.
That kind of writing, though, is what I think. I'm sorry.
Well, they can't repeat that.
Yeah.
But listen. You can't reinvent or repeat. But if you're a skilled writer, and in the writers' room, I'm sure they have several skilled writers. Stars like this is my space. I'm sure.
Get in your camera.
They have to. I don't know. I feel like you got to give your audience what they want.
Yeah.
And as a connoisseur of this show, as we all are, and our fans are as well, we are accustomed to getting something that I feel has been
more dramatic.
Missing. Yeah. It was just too much. And also, with the whole Izzy thing, to go back to season 4, the whole Izzy thing, what was so brilliant about that is even though we know Nicole Herman has a tumor, mm-hmm. and we found out that Izzy had cancer, it was the emotion and the way they tied it all together that were, like, brilliant. I feel now the show is just so cold and, I don't know, there's no creativity behind it.
I feel like we're missing the drama. I don't feel like the drama is her having a tumor. We're not that we weren't invested in her enough to care as much as they're making us to. You know what I mean?
They just wrote her on the show.
They just wrote her on the show this season, and
she's incredible playing it. Right. Which we haven't had enough time to attach to her.
Exactly. I want her to die. I mean, no.
I mean that. I want her to die.
Jason's evil. No, I don't mean that. I mean that, and for the sake of the show, I think. To bring this full circle and to really give this buoyancy, if she dies, let that be the drama that we've been missing.
And so Arizona will take flight like a little bird. Tweet, tweet.
And maybe Amelia, because we've seen the previews that Amelia again is scared and oh my god, and she's shaking and she's nostril flaring again.
Do you think she'll call her brother?
A couple of things.
I think she needs to.
She absolutely needs to, and everyone in the hospital is feeling that.
Everyone knows
that. Callie tried to read her. Hello? Callie tried to like call her out.
In front of the whole overflow room.
Callie,
that was not the time. That was not the time where Callie's like, are you calling your brother? Because we all sort of think you should. Even when Stephanie suggested, are you calling your brother? She lost it.
It's unfair to the patient. It's not about Amelia. It's about the patient. And
her ego is in the way.
Yeah. And that's not being a good doctor.
Yeah.
It's not about, I'm not the right shepherd or I'm not the wrong shepherd. Just call him because he's another doctor in your field.
Two shepherds are better than one.
Yeah. At least ask him. It's not like he needs to come and do the surgery in her place. Get his opinion. Right. That's a consult.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not going to fly across country to help anyways.
Well, he may, but
I
don't think that's going to happen, but I think if she did call him, he would.
He's not that invested in Dr. Herman.
What if that's a twist next week? Amelia passed out. Derek! And that's how he comes back.
He flies in, you know. Did anyone see Sandra Oh in the episode tonight?
No,
we didn't. I wish she'd come back to the show.
I didn't think I was going to miss her as much as I have.
Me too.
I didn't. I don't miss her.
Really?
I haven't.
I definitely miss her.
I'll tell you, I missed J-April tonight. They weren't in it at all.
Again, well, she's on maternity leave. She's going to be not on
it. I always miss her when she's not there.
And she can come back, though.
Well, we were supposed to have... she was supposed to be a guest on the show, but because her storyline is done for the season, actually... She's done for the season, so press is done with Sarah Drew, so that's why she's probably not on the show either. I don't know. I did like the part where Callie coming from left field to clock Amelia in a whole room full of people was like, where is this coming from? Because it was her tone. It was like,
like she was feisty this whole episode.
She had that moment where she went to Arizona. I'm worried about you. Your best friend could die. You're getting really attached.
It seemed like she
was jealous.
Like she thought that they were more than friends.
Right.
She wasn't like, oh, your best friend. It's like, oh, you're with a girl now, a new girl. You guys seem to like each other. Wink,
you're
wink.
With your mom now.
I know what that means.
While I think it was just so that they could have lines, I did think the cafeteria scene was cute. We don't see those anymore.
No. And Maggie them was just so feisty.
I know.
She's like, I could get laid.
I'll get in on that. Yeah. I'll have some, please. I'll take 2.
For the nostalgia of it all, I liked the cafeteria scene because we saw a lot of those when they were interns and they were attendings, you know, so it was really cool. They need to bring those elements back to Grace.
We see those every so often.
I understand that things evolve. You know, you can't live in the past. That shows evolve. There's an ebb and flow, but... I just feel like you have certain things that us, the viewer, who is the most important thing for the show,
Well, let's see. We've got the on-call room where people usually sleep together. We don't really see that as much anymore, which is not fun. Like, can we bring that back? You know, then we have the cafeteria scene, which we see here and there, but we want more of it, right? Mm-hmm. And then we always see the OR, and we always see the emergency mm-hmm. room. So, I mean, I feel like we are missing those two elements, like you're saying, the cafeteria, as well as...
And we're missing Meredith's house.
We spend so much time in the hospital. We spend so much time in the hospital. Grey's had a, and I'm sure everyone on YouTube is going to be like, Carter, get over it. But Grey's had a nice, healthy balance of you know, the house, mm-hmm. things that went on in the house, yeah. and then the hospital, you know, along
with...
the
whole point of Izzy and George moving in the first right. place was so they could have that.
Exactly. Right. Along with fabulous, amazing, out-of-this-world, Rock Your Socks Off music.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to say sex.
Sometimes.
You know, it needs to be a little, you know.
They did have that one moment where they were out there gardens dating, looking at the sky
you
together.
You said gardens dating.
They were.
I love it.
They were just laying there reminiscing about life, talking about, you know, what happens after this life. I don't know.
I want to be buried. I want to be cremated, not buried.
Don't even do that. You're my person now.
I know.
Did they have that line?
No.
It was just more so this moment. We were really supposed to get the vibe that those two had clicked.
Bonded.
Mm-hmm. Why?
But here's something. While that friendship was a little... I honestly was kind of feeling it, even though it was forced. What was realistic to me is the way that Arizona was coming into her own as a fetal surgeon.
Yeah. Mm.
She had been avoiding taking the reins. And whether it's because she knew she was dying or not, she forced her into it. Mm-hmm. And we saw Arizona come into her own, finally, in the sphere.
Yeah,
because watching Arizona not be on her mark or not be on fleek, on point. It's kind of interesting because I like her when she's like skating around the hospital and knowing exactly what she's doing. Not knowing what she's doing, it's kind of like, you know, like, that's not you. And so it's great to see her like come into her
yeah,
own.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Different, you know?
There was this moment tonight though where they had to do this emergency surgery.
Right.
Arizona couldn't get it done.
She's a crash C.
Pulls out a glove. Oh, let me try this. I said right then, if they were operating on my pregnant belly and somebody pulls out a glove, I would be furious.
To, like, make a makeshift thing.
Don't be making stuff up as
Come
you
on,
go.
Julie, it's
you,
okay.
Use your medical equipment. Do not pull out a glove.
Julie, pardon. It was a crash C. When you're in those kind
no,
of situations.
No, not that surgery, was it?
Which one? What,
it was a different
they
one.
They had about... Well, see, here's the thing. They were trying to do dozens of surgeries in weeks. So there was really a lot of different patient stories tonight. We had the crash C, which was sad.
Because the baby didn't end up making it.
And Arizona's super high ponytail.
I know. We're like, this is not the time for a cheerleader ponytail, girl.
But I'm always down for a cheerleader ponytail.
Okay. If you're delivering news about a baby dying, you pull it down to the base of your head.
What? Love ponytails for
No, you have a side pony. You have a Mariah Carey glitter side pony. Like,
what about pickies? Pigtails.
You're like, you know what? I'm sorry.
Miley Cyrus bun.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So we had that one. We had the one where she used the glove. And then we had Bailey's charity case.
Yeah.
Where Bailey tried to tell Arizona to talk to Dr. Nicole Herman. Why? Gina Davis. Who was she in Thelma and Louise?
Thelma?
Was she Thelma?
She was Thelma or Louise. Okay. Love that movie. Wish I knew.
If you know, tweet us.
Yeah. Please, tell me who she was. She tries to talk. She asks, you know, who's wrangling Dr. Herman? She's not, like, mentally there.
Yeah.
Who's her babysitter? Uh-huh. You know, get her to tell her to do surgery. And it's funny because, listen, Dr. Gina Davis has a brain issue. But yeah, she's like, I'm just going to go see operate. You know, it's on the amount. It's all good. I mean, aren't you, like, impaired?
Another right, huge yeah. part of that. I don't think we've talked about this. She refused Amelia's treatment course. She right. stopped getting her localized radiation
but
because she didn't want
to
lose her
to
hair.
Her, when, yeah. the, when the charity case doesn't want to go through with it. God forbid
Hypocrite.
Someone talks back to her.
I know.
And Arizona giggles.
She's like, that's my boo.
That's my boo.
That's my boo, Dr. Herman. I love you.
So the Full House girl, I'm not remembering her husband dying. Didn't we see her before?
I don't feel like we saw her. I feel like she was just
or
like,
did
hey,
Bailey just tell husband, us yeah. about it?
I don't know.
Okay, I think she's new.
I feel like she's a recurring. I feel like she was on once before.
Marla Sokoloff.
You know what? I do feel like she was on once before. I just don't know if it was recent or if they were like, you can come back. Like it's been like six seasons.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, who cares?
But regardless, her baby has a low back tumor. They need to operate. She pushed it off as long as possible. This is going to be Arizona's first surgery without Dr. Gina Davis.
I don't know how that's going to go.
I don't know if either of the surgeries is going
to
go.
I feel like she's going to nail it to give us that high moment for next week. And the low moments are going to be from Dr. David, Gina Davis. And then from there, it'll be like she's ready to go into her own and she can like...
Fly, fly, little birdie.
The bird can fly to heaven.
I just don't feel the arc. You know, like I say time and time again, this time of the year, they have... We've transitioned
into... We're supposed to care so much about Dr. Herman, but we don't.
We don't
feel the arc.
I care a little. I just don't want Amelia to ever say tumor baby again. She said that word a minimum of 200 times
this
episode.
Blah, 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 tumor.
I know. Amelia, stop with the tumor talk.
I get it. That's what you're doing. But it just was... That was way too many of scenes
like
that.
All of her, like, little speeches I could have done... Like, 2 minutes tops I could have taken. And then I'm
And I was impressed. You guys, she had about 7 different hairstyles. That's how many different speech scenes that she gave.
Wow.
Right.
Because we were just laughing about her hairstyle and it kept changing. We're like, oh, the hills are alive.
Yeah. Time was changing.
Get out of here, Heidi.
Yeah.
They're like, just so you know that this is a news story, she has a butt.
And then she has a side pony.
Watch her pull both sides up now.
Get out of here, Heidi. The fields are alive.
Two different people.
Listen, we're really bagging on Amelia, but good for her for getting the confidence.
This was her monologue episode.
I'm not feeling her right now. I'm mad that she is putting her needs before her patients because that's bad doctoring.
I feel like if she really wants to rise above being the little shepherd, she needs to actually act like a professional doctor would and consult another doctor.
Right. That's the thing. But why isn't Owen stepping in and knowing what's going on every patient? And every story. And making sure that protocol is being... there has to be someone higher up.
Or even the chief. I mean, the chief.
That's Owen.
No, but the chief. I'm saying the chief.
The old school chief.
Should I call it Chief Shaman tonight? Because he just walked in somewhere, said some statement about life, and walked out.
Yeah, what did he say? Well, then that's a lesson in itself.
Well, then that's a lesson, too.
And you are wrapped for the day, James Pickens.
Thanks, Grandpa. I won't forget that one. But the thing about it is I think that the reason that Owen's not stepping in is because apparently she's trying 6 different things in one 18-hour surgery that have all never been done before.
It looks like he's going to step in next week. We saw him telling him, tell her to stop.
Yeah, that's true. But it's too late. You know what I mean? Like, even at work. Someone else has to overstep what I'm doing or make sure I'm doing it right before I do it. You know what I mean? Not in the moment. That just seems like so belated.
Right.
So there's that hole, in my opinion. I feel like someone should be... This is a huge surgery on one of your best doctors that you paid so much money to fly her in to be in this hospital.
I think it's one of six.
West of the Mississippi.
Types of this surgeon in the world.
Yeah, wasn't it like west of the Mississippi?
Who's about to die, Amelia. Just call
it. And Amelia is being arrogant. That's the issue.
That's a shepherd. That's par for the course.
That's
shepherd way. They're all, I mean, even Addison, who was a shepherd by marriage, she was the same way. I think it's like, it's just in the blood. But I always marvel at the fact when they say, she's like, I'm a 6-time certified blah, blah, blah. There's only 2 of me on planet Earth. Really? You know, like, are you that limited edition?
Well, whenever you see what they have to go through to get there, I mean, Arizona's been doing nothing but this. She chose this over her marriage, and she's still just, like, opening the door to this field.
Right. I have a question, though, for all you AfterBuzzers, and even you ladies. The letters on their jacket, they have, like, 9, like, they have different letters on their jackets.
Like PhD, MD,
FASCSWQWD.
SWV.
TLC.
TLC. Mm-hmm.
3LW.
Okay, so what's your
LOL?
My point is, what do they mean?
Well, PhD, that means you're a PhD.
Girl, you started out so confident on that, and you bailed.
I was right there with it. I was like, yes, go on.
PhD means PhD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
What does it stand for?
I think it's just different certifications and levels.
No.
It's different levels of education. Yeah. So, you know, you can become an RN, or you can have a PhD, or let's see that you become a licensed marriage and family therapist, your LMFT. So it's just different levels of education. So basically, the more different initials, the more types of things
I'm a BAMF.
So basically,
badass motherfucker.
Jason, did you you really want to know the answer to that question, or do you just want to make that joke?
No, I know. I really love it. I've always wondered. I mean,
stands for Doctor of Philosophy.
Wait. PhD stands for Doctor of Philosophy?
Yes. The PhD, for philosophy, and the D is for doctorate. It used to be that you only philosophy got doctorates doctor for philosophy, but then they started giving them out for basically anything, and then a doctor of anything becomes a PhD.
There you go. Josh, everybody. Josh. Thank you, Josh.
The God in the sky.
Clearing that up for us. Josh. You deserve a PhD for that answer.
Thank you,
Josh. He was on Google.
Google that. He was like, Siri, what does PhD mean? Well, Josh, but I was wondering, like, you know, so when you have a special test, okay, cool.
I feel like you just threw us under the bus. Like, I mean, asking that question.
You know what I'm saying? That
did you think that any of us had the correct answer?
Well,
you sure thought you did. You answered it immediately.
I know this one, and then I was like,
I prayed that I have stupid friends, but I guess that prayer wasn't answered this year. Just kidding. But, I mean, overall, tonight's episode was, for me, a 5. I really, it lacked a lot for me. And I'm not, Star, you hit the nail on the head as you always do. I'm not invested in that 3-part story. To me, it isn't, I don't know. I would rather meet Maggie's parents or find out more about Maggie or, you know.
Yeah, come on.
Where the hell is Derek?
I feel like we've gotten too much this episode and not enough. And, like, we got too many people, but not enough of each of them.
Here's what was hilarious. They showed a quick scan of the nursery. Yeah, they still have children. We were joking. Those aren't even the real kids. They just got a kid of each ethnicity. And they're like, turn your head to the camera. Check. We showed the kids this.
No, you saw Zola's Afropos. Zola was in there.
I don't know if that was Zola. They could have been another little black girl.
Stand in.
And then there was another little girl that I thought might be Sophia, but I don't know how old she is now.
She's working on her PhD.
Philosophical doctor.
I just feel like from last episode to this episode, there's no, like, flow. There's no connection.
It's definitely not continuity.
It just jumped. You know, like, this is what we're talking about this week. This is what we're talking about instead of, like, what's going to happen next week. We don't really get that anymore.
No? I would say this episode for me, well, for everyone, focused on two things. Amelia's chat and then Dr. Gina Davis and Arizona's relationship and that entire arc. This was interesting. This was too much.
Yeah.
For a show that we're used to seeing a million characters, just to see one that much and then a sea of extras, that just really just overtook the episode for me.
It was a different style.
And you guys know I love the patient stories, and I really connect to the pregnant mom patient stories, but the large majority of them, all we saw was this bump getting cut open and getting cut open.
I thought it was a nipple. I was like, is that a nipple? And Julie's like, no, that's her play button. They showed a nipple on Grey's. Awesome. How progressive of them. I mean, they won't have the same fate Janet Jackson did, however, but you know, it's crazy. Shonda can get away with that. Yeah, I agree with all. I agree with all of your statements about this. Star, you're right. You know the ebb and flow of the show is just things are very abrupt. Grey's had a way of telling the story, you know, and then all the layers. I mean, I guess after 11 seasons, I'm sure some of you after buzzers think the same thing too. That after 11 seasons, it's hard to peel away layers. They were onto something with Maggie. They really were. Yeah. I think that if they would have went that route, because
that's a lie. Because y'all were getting so annoyed with Maggie.
I was a Maggie fan.
No, okay, boom. Yeah.
I could not stand Maggie at first.
But now you're missing her.
Well, it's because I got this tonight.
It's not that I'm missing her. It's that I'm more invested in her than this. Like, if it's an either or, I want Maggie.
And remember the second episode where they had the Ellis, where they talked, it was Ellis-centric, and you found out. That was brilliant.
I feel like after the winter hiatus, they just were like, boom, we're done with that. We've touched on it. Now she's in the cast. Let's talk about this person. Mm. You know what I mean? Let's get Gina Davis more invested. Let's get them more invested into her.
It was like, oh, we can have Gina Davis. We got to do something cool with her.
Yeah.
It's disconnected from the season, from last season, which is from the season break before Christmas till now.
So what I don't like is all of us just bashing on the show, because it's not what we are here to do.
We love the show.
Right. We love the show. It was still fantastically made, very well edited, very well acted. Just this lacked the Grey's heart, and I think it's probably because focused on two characters that we just met. No patient stories, just their body parts.
Well said.
And so it's all leading up to this huge, huge for the hospital, huge for Gina Davis, obviously, and huge for Amelia's surgery next week.
Yep, it's going to be a big one.
So they did do a fantastic job of emphasizing how big this is.
Now, what if next week they're like, don't even do surgery? You know how they like to trick us?
They push it to the following week.
I'll be so mad.
I'm more I'm more excited over what the finale is going to be because, like I say, normally at this time we get an inkling to, okay.
She's going
to
die. And because we're going to get our death this finale because we haven't had one in a while.
Or like, they have to pull the plug. She like has issues and then they have to pull the plug.
I don't think that's finale worthy. I don't know.
I don't think so either, but I think that's where we're going. Where else
you guys
can we
are
be
right.
Going?
There's not that many episodes left this season, and this is the time when it gets cray cray.
Yeah.
Or at least it should be.
It should be.
Any minute now.
Okay, so maybe she dies next week, and then after that, it's about Amelia like losing it, and then something crazy happens.
You're so right. Yeah. Star.
Spiraling down.
Is she going to get back on drugs?
Yeah.
And Derek comes back, and then also we bring Meredith back in.
And then she overdoses, and then that's the person that dies.
Okay, perfect. I'm cool with that. That I can roll with. Amelia dying. From an overdose, yes.
Oh my god,
Amelia. No, I don't want that. I like her in the cast. I do think that seeing her fight off her struggle with drugs, or maybe struggling with drugs, would be a little interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you, Julie.
Although we didn't kind of have the chief and his like drinking, so I saw that.
But crack is so much more interesting.
Yeah, illicit drugs are so much better than alcohol.
She's in love with the cool.
So should we do predictions?
Let's move on to predictions.
I think we just did that.
Well, I went.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So, I like to get it on the record because then if one of us is right, then we get to say it. Mm-hmm. Do we think she's going to make it through the surgery or not?
I feel like, okay, on real talk, I feel like she is going to make it through the surgery, but she's going to be a bitch.
Okay. Girls?
I can't even comment on that. I'm going to say no.
Does not make it through the surgery at all.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. But there's going to be complications.
I think I'm going to go with the same place as you guys. She is going to make it through the surgery, but she's not the same.
Right.
Either she's a veg, or she doesn't have part of her brain that can do surgery, or she's blind.
Or what if they go in, and they just don't get it.
Mariah Carey.
And she still has
that would be it. Yes.
It's like, we went in, and there was just, it's like, we couldn't.
Whatever it is. We don't think it's going to go perfectly according to plan.
Right. No, I'm with you on that one.
I'm like 100% sure it's not going to go perfectly according to plan.
Why does Stephanie faint? Because it's an 18-hour surgery?
She's hungry,
she's
girl.
She was
Jackson's baby. No, I don't know. I feel like maybe Stephanie faints because she saw something crazy, or I don't know.
I feel like it's going to have major repercussions that it's an 18-hour surgery and they're starting it already after a long day. Because
mm-hmm. yeah,
they didn't even say, let's all take a nap and then do this. They're like, oh, her eyes look dark now.
Yeah, I feel like the nap was needed. Yeah. Slash, she's not going
to
make it.
They're not going to... Like, how could you sleep, though, knowing you have to do that? I couldn't sleep.
You know what? That's a great point. Yeah.
They might have just go in now.
Maybe they should eat, though.
Yeah, right, maybe Stephanie. Have, like, an In-N-Out burger or something, and then
that sounds really good. I'm on a cleanse.
See, if it was Derek, though, Derek would have been like, nap, and it's a great day to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Derek seriously would have been like, I need to a full REM cycle. Leave me be. It's a great day to sleep,
Let's sleep like this, like Morticia.
Yes. With a smile. And his hair waft. Yes.
So it's gonna get crazy next week, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm super excited
to see Arizona on this new patient too. Yeah. I hope she saves that baby's life.
I feel like she's gonna be so distracted that maybe she won't. I know I said something different earlier, but she might be so distracted that her bestie is in surgery that she things might not go right. And there's gonna be some drama.
I feel like Bailey's gonna have put a lot of pressure on her too. Like it's not Dr. Gina Davis. So you really have to do Arizona. You really got to be on point. You got to do this.
Everybody.
Do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure in Arizona, but there's also tons and tons of pressure on Amelia.
Yeah.
But there's a lesson in that, too.
will she rise to the occasion?
Drops the mic.
Boom. All will be revealed in the final three episodes of Grey's Anatomy Season 11.
Ooh, yes. Dun, dun, dun.
I mean... There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All Grey's right. Anatomy After Show, After Buzz TV. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate all of your tweets, all of your comments, all of your interaction with us daily. It means so much to us. You guys are the reason why we do this show.
That's right.
And yeah, until next time, I am Jason J. Carter. Follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Also hit me up on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
Official.
And I'm Julie Parton. You can find me on all the social medias at JULIEPARTIN.
And I'm Star Session, and you can find me on the web, and I know you know how. Boom. You like that new one? Twisted it.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
Until next time, you guys. See you next week. Have a fantastic weekend.
See ya.
Stars like
executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.